ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this terrific Tuesday, April 14th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Real quick, world stage, day two of the U.S. blockade of the Strait of Hormuz is in full force. The blockade has completely shut down all the traffic of any oil freighters that Iran may be trying to move in and out of the country to fulfill its obligations, its sale of its oil. President Trump warning China that if they aid or provide any aid to Iran, Donald Trump finds out about it, he's going to immediately hit a 50% tariff and on all goods made in China coming into the United States. This is a heavy hammer that the president is threatening President Xi of China with. Will it work? We'll see. Day two ramps up the pressure. Now it's starting to get the attention of the European NATO allies because they get most of their oil from Iran. This is going to be a very interesting day as the president, Donald Trump, is going to be speaking with President Xi on allegedly a telephone call. Going to be very, very, very interesting to see what happens as a result of that conversation today. So going forward, we shall see. It's going to be interesting. We'll see if, in fact, China calls President Trump's bluff and aids Iran in any way, shape, or form. If they do, Donald Trump says the tariffs will be immediate on all goods coming into the United States. So we shall see. It's going to be a very, very interesting negotiation going on today between President Trump and President Xi of China. Now, many people think that Donald Trump is bluffing. Why? I have no idea. Have absolutely no idea why they would even consider that a bluff. But we are going to see later today breaking news stories. asking the president, is your anticipation, Mr. President, that other countries will assist Iran? President Trump says it is possible. However, he doubts if any of them will go through with it. President Trump said what they should be helping us with is securing the Strait of Hormuz and forcing Iran to the negotiation table. If they don't do it, well, it's going to be on them. So we'll continue to watch that story in the background today as we go forward with the show. We're going to get back to Lansing, but next up, Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in Sheboygan. If you have any questions for her, text them to me and I'll get them into her in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy. She's with Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office over in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
How are you today?
I am doing very well on this very foggy day in Sheboygan.
Yes, and have you heard any direct reports regarding the dam situation this morning yet?
No, but we are having a meeting at 7 p.m. at the Opera House this evening.
Oh, is this over the flooding?
Yes.
Wow, 7 o'clock tonight at the Opera House.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, I've been following it through Newsbreak as well as news alerts I get at the radio station. And they said yesterday that it did, in fact, breach the 12-inch mark to the top. And that chunk of ice came through and broke the security wire that was supposed to be in place. That snapped and is gone. And they're very concerned. The governor has implemented a state of emergency with the Michigan State Police, as well as calling in the Army Corps of Engineers. So curious to see if we hear anything today. If you could text me, I'd greatly appreciate it.
I will. Yeah. I will text you within the next couple of hours for sure.
Okay.
I will be right on Main Street looking out for, you know, and we are located very close to the bridge that they closed, State Street Bridge.
Yes. Yeah.
Probably, you know. We are, you know, just a block until you get to State Street and then another block or two till you get to the bridge. So, but it is at this moment that I checked this morning, it's the highest that we've ever seen it. It's worse than yesterday by probably 8 inches.
Mm-mm-mm. That is getting scary.
And really bad is, you know, Black Lake. We know people who are pretty much under. And their roads were over a foot deep, and they didn't want to take a chance on getting stuck somewhere in that. So,
sure.
Yep.
Do you plan to go to that meeting tonight at 7?
I do plan on it for sure.
Okay, good.
Well, what was going on?
Yeah. Yep. Well,
I'll take notes, Randy, for you. Okay.
Yeah, take notes and then text me, and then if I need to have you back on the show tomorrow. To give us a field report with you going there, you can talk about what they say, and we'll get the information out to everybody.
All right.
So one thing I did want to talk to you about this morning, a friend of mine called me, and he was out golfing, first time golfing this year, mm-hmm. and he didn't stretch like he normally did. He didn't hit a bucket of balls. He kind of just went out there and started, you know, golfing right away. And by the end of the round, he said he was having some lower back pain, and it was even trickling down into some nerve pain he was feeling in his legs and even his feet. Yeah. And I said, okay, you need to go see Dr. Gary for a chiropractic adjustment. You need to get a laser light treatment with Stacy. But this is kind of typical this time of year, people getting back out doing certain, you know, golf, mm-hmm. riding bikes, things like that.
Sure.
What would you recommend with all your years' experience with Dr. Gary and now you're training with the deep tissue laser light therapy machine? What would you advise people to do, perhaps as a precursor to getting right back out there?
Just exactly what you said, to stretch first. And start slow. Everyone wants to get everything done. We are a society of hurry up and get it all done. Mm-hmm. And so when you get back into your garden to start cleaning things out, you want to do it all in one sweep. And I've been trying to encourage everyone that is coming in, especially for mid-thoracic back problems. It could be women or men, just, you know, working over their sink, cutting things, and they're having their arms out. It's like, do it for a certain amount of time. You start to feel anything, stop, take a break, lay flat, or just do something different for a while and then come back to it and just work up to it. You know, it's a muscle too, even though you don't think about it. It's not your leg muscle or your arm muscle, so you don't think about it being something you have to strengthen, but start a little slower. But
right.
We do have a lot of, this week we do have a lot of shoulders and bicep muscle problems. So yeah, and the people that we had come in were not golfers necessarily, or they weren't from golfing injuries,
right.
But a myriad of other things. So it's the same with everyone. Just take it easy. We have a lot of people who have decided, and especially, you know, as we're aging, and I know that's not a popular thing to think about, but as we get older, we do need to stretch. We do need to be a little precautionary, because the more injuries we get now, the longer we're laid up and the longer, you know, we're going to be inactive if we do want to heal first before we go any further.
Right. Now, one of the other, I guess, precursors to all of that is perhaps getting an adjustment with Dr. Gary, have him go over the vertebrae, check to make sure there's no impingements, get a laser light treatment if there is any pain anywhere, long before they get out there and start, you know, getting really active here this spring and summer. This is a good way to even be kind of proactive to prevent anything from happening.
If they have something mechanically, you know, stuck, then of course. But, you know, he's not been too much on the pre-gaming as much as the, if you notice anything, then just get it taken care of then.
Okay. So go ahead and just ease into it, stretch. And like you say, if it's starting to hurt or anything, you just got to take a break. Maybe, like you say, lay flat on the ground, whatever it takes just to get everything to relax.
Well, everybody's different, too. I mean, I know people who have that, for example, that thoracic back problem between their shoulder blades. They yeah. reach out in front of them to cut, to do dishes, to do gardening and raise beds, to, you know, men and women. And mm-hmm. it starts to hurt so badly that they can lay flat on the ground or lay on a couch or something for 5 minutes and it's gone, literally gone. So hopefully these people are part of that, where if you have a problem, try that out. And then it might just be muscle, you know, your muscles are tired. They're just starting to work out again.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If anybody has a question for Stacy, text me 231-360-5140. I'll be sure to get it into the show. I did get one from Diane. She's over in Indian River. And she said that they were sandbagging yesterday. They
oh, my goodness.
Filling
yes.
sandbags. Yeah.
Yes.
And woke up this morning, very, very painful shoulders and lower back. And she's asking, do you recommend that I come in and see Stacy right away, or should I wait and see if the pain subsides? What would you recommend on the lady doing the sandbagging?
Just give Carlene a call at 231-627-4300, and she'll ask you some questions. But if it is outright pain versus, you know, just muscle soreness, you know the difference between, you know, some time with working out, you know, your muscles get sore.
Sure.
But if it's pain, then please come on in, and I would love to take care of that. Even today, if you'd like, I will stay after for anyone who, you know, needs that for sure.
Okay, very good. I got another text coming from Penny. She said, both treatments at Dr. Gary's have been a big change for me. I highly recommend it. And I know she was concerned because of some things going on, I believe, in her neck area.
Right.
Neck,
hello,
neck
Penny.
And shoulder. Yeah.
Yes. And it's so funny because some of these some people that have come in, they're like you were, and you're like, okay, so how long is this going to take, and when are you going to start?
Right.
And I'm like, well, you've got 26 seconds left.
I've been doing it for the last 10, 12 minutes,
yeah,
15,
there is,
whatever
there it's is no,
for.
There is no feeling. There is no feeling. You don't feel it. It's a cold laser. It's very
right.
non-invasive and pain-free. So that's the fun part of it. And I love Penny, for example. She is so sweet, and a lot of people are very instant results. 49% of everyone who comes in feels it instantly and can point out, okay, after the robotic treatment, there's one little spot left over here, and now we can use the manual wand that I have that also has two lasers synchronized in it, and can do that right away, and then take care of that.
Yeah,
and
very
so.
Good.
The instant people are very handy to have around. They can get their stuff taken care of, their pain taken care of very quickly.
Right. Well, it's funny because Penny texted me originally back March 10th, and she said, does a person get too old for neck adjustments, maybe because of bone loss, especially in women?
Yeah.
She said shoulder and neck connected. I got to get there. Ugh, is what she said. And she did, and things worked out for her. So I got another text, a little bit of a different story. Moving equipment at work, bent over, picked up what he thought was something that was lighter than it actually was, and dropped it immediately. He felt something pinch in his lower back area.
Right.
And this is, again, you got to use the legs when possible. But if you bend over the wrong way with the back and you're trying to lift something, especially something heavy, it's absolutely amazing how easily things can pop and go out of adjustment.
Yeah, but there's more things than that that can, you know, if you're feeling something.
Sure.
You know, we've run into people having slip discs and things like that too. So, you know, right. I wouldn't know necessarily. And without an MRI, you wouldn't necessarily. But it could be that it's misaligned or locked, your vertebrae locked. You don't have the, you know, the flexibility or the movement, which is pretty much what chiropractic is for. It is, you know, to make sure that everything stays loose, that you have, you know, mobility in your joints and nothing gets impinged or locked up.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number again. They're located right there in downtown Sheboygan, 323 North Main Street, right across the street from PNC Bank. And that phone number, 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. So final thoughts for today. Any messages out there you'd like to say to folks before I let you go?
Yes, that if you do decide to come in for the pain-free treatment, rapid recovery after surgery or even just whatever injury you've done to it already or, you know, somewhat done to it will be very 30 to 40% helpful as far as speed or time of healing. So come on in and we'll take care of you today if you need it.
Right, absolutely. And again, call ahead because they do have to ask you some qualifying questions, make sure there's no issues, no problems, and then they can schedule the appointment. Again, Diane, if you can give them a call, talk to Stacy. Carlene's there as well. Get your questions answered and see if you're available to get with her today. I'm sure she can take care of you. So
we'll work it out somehow, Diane.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, Stacey, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And again, if you'd like that phone number, my phone has been set up automatically. All you have to do is text me LASER, LASER. My phone will auto-reply again with the screenshot of the contact information, 231-627-4300, as well as the address there on Main Street, downtown Sheboygan. And greatly appreciate her and Dr. Gary. Best chiropractor, I believe, ever. The guy has magic hands. So we're going to take bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. Six Michigan cities hosted rallies Saturday focused on stopping data center development in the state. The rallies focused on spreading the message about the potential negative impacts data centers could create in neighborhoods. Residents spoke on rising energy prices and environmental concerns. City officials and experts say data centers are part of the future of Michigan. Experts at Michigan Michigan State University say there can be benefits for communities, including property taxes that would help fund local services like police and fire departments, local schools, and roads. Witnesses reported a partial building collapse on Kalamazoo Avenue in Grand Rapids Sunday. The Grand Rapids Fire Department said the building was not in use at the time of the collapse and no one was hurt. Officials believe it's possible the collapse was due to strong winds. A former Grosse Pointe resident will continue his historic run on Jeopardy tonight after racking up his 21st straight